Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NIBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEPCO.
NEPCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEPCOinc.com. I took a picture of our debate from Idle Chit Chat on when the first frost will be, so that we do have that saved on my phone.
And you got some breaker information, right?
Yes. Bill was concerned about his guest being too early. Somebody sent me in a screenshot. It says the average first frost in Lincoln or Nebraska is usually between October 1st and the 9th. So he actually has the closest chance. If it goes Bill. Off the average,
yeah.
Ooh. Bill likely will be the winner.
Good at that.
Were you in the 20s?
I was. I said 21, and he went 16, I think.
Okay. Yeah, 21.
So I might be the loser.
You never know.
A big L.
Global warming. Never know.
Yes.
Kind of excited for this.
I like this, by the way. So just a reminder again, we're not here Friday, but we will be on remote broadcast at the Residence Inn in the Haymarket.
Okay.
So we'll have Wyatt from Alma. Alma or Alma? Is it Alma?
Alma.
Make sure I say that right.
Alma.
Wyatt. He says on Friday, even though we won't be here, says, I will still text in during the show my location, age, and favorite firework on Friday for roll call. We'll do roll call Thursday, but you can also text in Friday.
Yeah, we'll do roll call Thursday. Be thinking of a topic, Bill.
I will.
What was last week's? It was really good. It was about the
summer song.
Oh, that was good. Oh, we had some great suggestions there.
Great. People killed it. It was like, it was like, yep, good. Yep, that's really good.
The breakers came through.
They came through like they always do.
Yep.
They always do come through.
Build a breaker.
Yep.
Ord is really blossoming right now.
Strange.
Ord has taken off.
Ord, we could use some more, though. We can always use more. Ord.
Ord, is anyone else, is someone been built up in the last couple of days in Ord? They're really expanding.
Build a breaker. We ran into built breakers last week in Ashland. That was good.
We did.
Want to run into some more. I want to run into some more.
We do want that. Yeah. Quick, there's a quick question before we move on from Sanderson back to Jake Retzlaff for a second.
Yeah,
BYU quarterback.
Sandy asked a question.
He said, was that to clarify something? Isn't it the dead period right now?
He can't
take a visit, can he? Wait, how does that
work? No official visitors allowed, but he could do it on his own.
He can do it on his own. And you can talk to him. There's no, there's ways you can talk to him.
Is there?
And so, yes.
Yeah. A coach?
Yeah. You can still talk to him during this period. There's a way to be able to contact him and have conversations with him.
Okay.
They can go on their own. And I don't know, like I said, like that, if there's any sort of special exemption / grad transfer specific situation. But I know for most people, it'd be like going, hang on now, what do we do? How we get them on campus? What's the plan here? And so, but if it's true dead, and then obviously that you cannot have, you know, you can't
have show them through a tour.
No, there's no tour. There's no any of those things going on. That probably won't be the biggest piece of it. You know, the interesting part of it is probably that he probably had a really good NIL deal. because he would have been front loaded on his NIL deal.
Okay.
And so now he's going to go someplace and they won't be front loaded. Mm-hmm. He might take a big hit. That all ended. So he's going to take a financial hit on this. There's no doubt about that. Because think of right now, the top paid player at BYU and BYU has money was him.
I'm going to talk this out. What if he went to Notre Dame? Couldn't he just strike an NIL deal right away? Not ref share. Separate NIL.
Yeah. Well, once again, it would have to go through this new...
Right.
But could they? Yes. Yeah, there'd be ways to...
You would have to go through this clearinghouse.
You have to go through... Yeah, there'd be ways around it.
Rutzlaff, with his experience going to a name brand school like Notre Dame that's moneyed with a wealthy booster base, I would think he could get a formidable NIL deal. It would pass muster.
Probably. I would think so. They have a good chance. But like I said, it'll be hard to match what he's getting. It'd be hard to match what he's getting.
100. 100. And I'm not, and listen, I'm not suggesting Notre Dame's in the market. I don't know who. But you think at least a dozen schools are talking right now.
Absolutely. And that could be from a Tennessee to a Texas State.
Could be UTEP.
What you're really looking at right now is like that team that's like, okay, we're hanging around. We're pretty good. We're a Mountain West team. We're someone all of a sudden to say, what are the possibilities? You know, what's going on at quarterback at Utah State? Mm-hmm. You know, where are they at?
There's ones we don't know. We don't know. One that comes to mind is Oklahoma State.
They can use a quarterback.
Yeah. Oklahoma State. Yeah. Wonder if Gundy's talking right now. God, Gundy. Yeah. Gundy's a bit of a gunslinger, you know. Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
never.
The one thing that wouldn't faze him any of this would be Gundy. If he'd be like, "Yeah, we're bringing him in," and we'll go through with me, he'd be like, "I'm not really going through anything with you. We're bringing him in."
They don't really have a guy. Yeah.
So that's a great mindset.
Stillwater.
What could happen?
Just put him in Stillwater.
We'll see what I hope he lands someplace very interesting. That would be awesome because the story is good.
You're very much about storyline.
Yes, I'm very much about that because. Right now, if you think about this, right now, the stuff that we have to talk about with the Pac-12, with this thing with Rutzlaff, and then all the stuff going on with it being now July 1st, mm-hmm. and now being with Rev Share, mm-hmm. and now being also with what else is going on, playoff conversation like crazy, what's going to happen there, what's going on, the SEC and Big Ten at odds over 8 games to 9 games. I mean, all these things that go on and on and on. Generally, we don't have any of this stuff right now.
Here's the thing, though. I'm saying we're good now. It's July 1. We can talk football. Yeah. We don't have to talk issues all the time. We can just talk football.
That's the actual season ahead.
We can talk about the season ahead.
We made it.
All right, Steve.
We made it to July. All right. Zip has officially
it's July
declared
1.
This as we've made it.
By the way, Big 12 Media Day is July 8th and 9th, not 7th and 8th.
So next Tuesday, Wednesday.
They're here. We should go.
Where are they at?
Hold on.
Is SEC the same week or the week after that?
They're usually about the 16th. Usually about when they're
the week after that. And then Big Ten is 22nd.
When you get down, the 4th is still good. When you get to the 11th as a college football assistant coach,
going through your mind, Bill?
Oh, you're just like, here it comes.
Really?
And you're
the 11th?
The 11th is like, okay, here it comes. Because you're usually back somewhere around the 20th, 21st, something of that nature. And you're like, okay.
Oh, it's
all right. Once this thing. And you're back in the office. You're going. You've already done all your first several days of practice. Scripts are done. All these things are going on, but you just know it's like okay. But once you dip your toe and once it gets started, then you're out of it pretty quickly. Like okay, I'm back in the groove. It's going to be long days and a lot of stuff going on. But those last couple of days of vacation, they're almost pure torture.
Because
you're just like okay, what am I doing?
Jake, the internet here is really slow today.
That's fine.
Is it slow everywhere?
No, it's been slow the last 2 days here for some reason.
Wi-Fi.
To answer your question, Big 12 Media Days is Tuesday, July 8th, Wednesday, July 9th at Dallas Cowboys Global Headquarters.
Which is
Frisco.
I would love to be at that.
Well,
would the first question you'd ask is, so. No what? Media poll, huh? So what happened?
What happened to the media poll?
You want to find the guy. So you picked these guys first, and then they finished last. Picked them last.
Do you ask that to your mark? Or who do you ask it to? Probably just me. Right to your mark.
Just say, is this because
Bill Bush?
SEC Football Media Days 2025 will be, you nailed it, July 14th through 17th in Atlanta.
Four days.
So the Big 12 kicks it off, and then the SEC, and then the Big 10. Nebraska goes on July 22, and they announced yesterday Dylan Raiola.
Yes, Henry Lutovsky and Deshaun Singleton will be there with Matt Rhule. Mm-hmm. That's your Nebraska representation.
Nice. And I think also Marquise Buford will have some role.
Okay.
As like a fourth. Well, they I don't think they've announced it.
Okay.
Maybe they'll have essentially four people there, four players.
Okay. Didn't see Buford.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
I saw something yesterday at CBS Sports that if I read it 2 years ago, I would say that's an Onion article. It's not real. They're trying to
the
April
Onion.
Fool's yes. Day.
April Fool's Day.
And every day is April Fool's
Day. It is.
Day.
Now it is.
It is.
Fernando Mendoza was at Cal last year. If you see some really early mock drafts, people think he might be a first-round draft pick this upcoming draft in 2026. And CBS Sports talked to him, and he said he chose to transfer to Indiana despite heavy interest from Miami and Georgia, among others, because he thought that it was his best chance of becoming a first-round pick, or at least a high first-round pick, working with Kurt Cignetti and Mike Shanahan and Indiana. Google me. If you had told me that Indiana gave you the best chance of being a first-round pick over Miami and Georgia 2 years ago, I think we all would laugh and say, okay, good joke, buddy. Ha ha.
Yeah, we just fired the whole staff.
Right.
But that's where I'm going to get to the NFL. And now 1 year later, it's in conversation.
Mendoza. Something as a first-round.
Yeah,
overall quarterback.
I saw first or second his projection. Yeah. He thought Indiana was his best chance to get there. Maybe it is. But that's just why. I mean,
I'm going to go too far down this.
Talking about Cignetti. A feather in the cap of Kurt Cignetti in terms of that being said about you. If he actually backs it up and is really good and is a first-round pick, Indiana's going to start getting some elite quarterbacks.
Well, Indiana did put 15 on Ohio State, so there's that. And they did put 17 on Notre Dame.
They made the playoff.
I know you're going to push back.
I'm ready.
You saw them live.
They were good.
They put up 56 on this solid Nebraska defense last year.
Put up 20 on Michigan.
You just can't. You just hate. You hate that.
I don't hate Cignetti. I hate the phenomenon. We've crowned him. Let's see what it looks like those first three games of the Big Ten. Let's see him come out of that. Talk to me.
What if he does?
Well, then what do you do?
Then
we have
he's running against
pie in the face.
Everyone's saying what a great story Indiana is, and simply like, I don't like it.
I get tired of
the bug.
You guys You don't remember how obnoxious he was acting at the end of last season. We don't just beat people, we kick their ass. Okay. Yeah, you really did kick Ohio State's ass.
Not going to laugh. I enjoyed it. I really did.
It was fun.
I enjoyed it.
I've seen some swagger come from Indiana for once.
Now, how do you take shots at him for beating Michigan, but then you praise Michigan for beating Alabama?
Right.
You praise Michigan for beating Ohio State.
I kind of do.
Michigan beat Ohio State at Ohio State. They beat Alabama.
The year.
And you're like going, that'll count. That win doesn't count. Michigan doesn't count. But you turn right around and go, dude, they did?
He's caught. But they did not look good against Michigan, Indiana. Rourke was hurt. I get it. They had a great year. And if you look at the year, they were hammering people.
Yeah, they crushed teams.
They were hammering people. I mentioned three games where they didn't score much. The rest of the
they did.
The rest of the schedule, they were putting up points. They were. I'm not going to I got to be fair in the conversation. I get the Cignetti stuff gets old. So Mendoza coming out and saying, oh, I just chose a place I know is going to shoot me to NFL stardom is a little much.
Losers.
First overall pick.
I'm going to Indiana.
Where you going, Georgia? No.
I'm going to see Cignetti and Google me.
Yeah. Google me.
He's got the magic touch.
Now, you got to give Google me some credit now. It's been crickets.
Good point.
I mean, give him a lot of credit.
Fair.
You've not heard a word out of him. But the other part, I talked to someone the other day, a good friend of mine, assistant coach at another school, Big 12. And I said, you know what really is sad?
What's that?
That the silence that has come out of North Carolina.
Nothing.
I mean,
the whole Jordan Hudson thing is gone.
When it got real after that one thing, somebody in North Carolina stepped up and said, enough's enough. And all of a sudden, it was,
I think you're right.
All of a sudden, it just went away. I mean, there was nothing. And that's sad to me because that was fun. Although I did see the other day at Childers. You listen to Childers and Neuheisel talking?
Go ahead.
About there's a photo that she had posted of her and Belichick on the beach. And Childers said it was a little too much upper thigh of Bill. That was Childers. He goes, a little too much upper thigh of Belichick, who's 73.
Childers is hilarious.
He is funny. Yeah, so I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, Mendoza.
Yep.
Here we go with Mendoza.
But I give Google me credit. They say he's been very quiet, kind of just matter of fact. What if he has a year?
The schedule's tough for this year. And what if they go 10 wins again?
They had 11 wins last year. Do it again. Do Indiana again.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
I got it right here, Jake. I am headed towards Indiana.
It's really hard.
I'm at Nebraska.
They're non-cons. USC. Not hard, but
here it is.
Conference.
Yeah. Well, they're non-cons. Oh, yeah. Come on, Google me.
Yeah.
Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, and Indiana State. Now, this is the three games I'm talking about.
So 3-0, most likely.
Yeah. Right to start the Big Ten, they got Illinois going to Indiana. Then it's at Iowa and at Oregon. Talk to me then. I want to see what that looks like. Iowa's not supposed to be great, but they'll be good. So what's that look like?
So if they walk away in that stretch at 2-1, what do you say?
So it's a huge win.
Tip my cap to Google me.
Yeah, huge win.
And then close my ears for the onslaught. Ungodly, obnoxious behavior.
Hoosier Nation!
I really have to build into this thing for the season.
Google me and just won't shut up at all.
I want him to win so bad. just so it peppers you.
I'm going to have the Indiana fight song saved on our file here to play in the morning.
I want to hear it every time they win.
It's going to Hoosier update on a Monday. Another win.
We used to don't beat people. We kicked their ass.
I mean, when he said that, how do you plan on winning at that?
I win.
Google me.
That was good. God,
one of the best lines ever said in the history of
it was.
And he backed it up with the playoff.
I will give you that.
Indiana
is an incredible moment. It was, but then he took it too far.
No, he did. Yes, so good. And then we'll have our Hoosier moment every Monday.
I can't wait.
Can we get a sponsor for that?
Anybody wants to any Indiana fans out?
Or Indiana fans out there?
On them.
Who do they have after those three?
I'll try to get Google as a sponsor. Sponsored by Google. You can Google Cignetti on Google.
So it's the first three are really tough. And it's Michigan State in Bloomington. They should win, right? UCLA in Bloomington. Chance for an upset. At Maryland. Oh yeah, let's see what happens. Let's see what it looks like with Penn State when they go to Happy Valley. Google me.
Yeah.
You're just full of hate.
You're so full of hate.
When little guys rise up.
That's part of
Indiana's
it.
Indiana's a little guy.
Yeah, they got. It's double trouble too. Because I like blue buds. The underdog thing wears me out, and then when a guy's chirping at an underdog, it really wears me out. Like Diego Tavia.
Diego Pavia at Vanderbilt. Yeah.
What the hell? No. Just go back to where you were. I mean,
go back to your shanty.
I mean, you beat Georgia State, okay? And then come and talk to us. Then they got at Purdue. Wisconsin, and then at Purdue.
Sounds to me like Cignetti's a permanent bugaboo for you, Sip.
Permanent. I would say Cignetti.
I like a 6-6 as well.
Cignetti can do all the talking in the world if he goes 9-3.
Yeah, I agree with that.
That 9-3 off of that schedule would be incredible.
If they get, and if they beat two of those teams, Oregon, Iowa, And
upset Penn State in a whiteout. How would you like that? Yeah. Imagine the fight song playing all morning. Oh,
play on a loop for 3 hours.
I ain't coming to work. I didn't come
in. I'll see you guys on Tuesday. Oh, we'll play it then for you.
Let's play interview after interview of Cignetti. The Indiana coach.
All of his brash quotes. No.
Everything. Like it'd be like torture.
Oh, better times.
It is better times.
It's not better times.
Before I get to break, we have a new client to plug here.
No, we don't.
It's July 1st, and this is close to the station. We talked about Kayser Painting before, which is doing very well. What about Kayser Blasting and Coatings?
Okay.
All new.
This is new. They have abrasive blasting, powder coating, and painting. They do industrial, business to business, and also the general public. They're trying to get the general public to work with them. At Kayser Blasting and Coatings, they can blast and powder coat anything: metal, railing, fence, metal furniture, yard signs, bent covers, antiques, wheels, car frames. They blast away years of corrosion and protect with a durable coating.
So I've been out there. I've walked. Jake's walked it.
It's incredible.
It's out there. So when you pull up, you're like going, okay, so this is where your office is at, and this is where you're at. Then it goes back about what, 4 city blocks.
Yes,
it's a ton of space. A compound. Told you he's got 32 vans leaving every day for the commercial painting that he has going on.
32 vans heading out.
But the sandblasting. So when you have something, say you're looking at antique, you're at an antique show, like, that's pretty cool. I'd love to have that. It's got a little rust on it. Well, I'm a little beat up. What am I going to do with that? Nothing. Yeah, you do. You just take it down to Kayser and they blast it. And then it's like a dip. They dip it into this coating and lift it back out. And everything is, it's like stuff from 1940. Back to brand new.
It does. It looks brand new.
It's insane.
I saw it.
What they do. And people, this is a place where people don't know where to go. You always say, yeah, you probably just gotta get that, you know, sandblasted. Where is that? Just tell me where that's at.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'll tell you where it's at. Kayser.
Where's that at?
Yeah. Kayser Painting, sandblasting.
Approximately where?
Like that. It's right behind Warm Cookie. Like, the big, with the, I use the word silo.
Like 7th and Pioneers off the highway too.
Oh, yeah. And just, that little cranny down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Right before you go into the state pen type area. It's right before there's a car wash there on the corner. That's also.
Jet Splash, yeah.
Yep. 7th and
like Pioneers in that area.
And also just stop in, guess what else it is, like that free consultation. So you stop in like that. So say also you have an antique car. It's like, hey, I need to get this thing worked on. This car is worth, this is a 72 Camaro, a 60, 65, whatever.
That just took my breath away.
Hey, you got some work at that. Where would you go?
Kayser.
Jay Kayser.
Kayser will do that?
Kayser does it.
They'll blast away years of corrosion. Blast! Protect with the durable coating. You can learn more at Kayser. That's Kaser. KayserBlasting.com or call 402-421-3559. Kayser Blasting and Coatings.
Kayser's all business.
All business. You saw him. We saw him the other night.
It's all business.
He stops by, brings us donuts. Like I said, I was lucky to get on the field. Jay was just.
He dominated, didn't he? He picked off some of your practice passes.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even throw it to his side. He's locked it down.
Kayser, you know what else he is? Gentleman.
Yes.
Nice
gentleman. It's a gentleman.
When we come back, Jeff Essink of Farrell's Extreme Body Shaping in studio next to early break on the ticket.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.